League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The headlines, I guess nationally, I mean, everybody's talking about Bronny. Good my goodness, it's the 55th pick. Can we not just kill that? Just run it into the ground, ESPN. Okay, Bronny's in the NBA. Oh, great. USMNT lost yesterday to Panama. That was bad. Probably not advancing. I don't think, Dell, even if they don't play their best players, Uruguay's going to beat U.S., right?
You never know. That's how these weird stuff happens in a final group match, where, particularly for a team who has nothing to play for, if Uruguay puts out a competitive team, the U.S. is going home, and it probably leads to Berhalter being dismissed. At least that's the expectation if we're taking ourselves seriously here, which is always in question. So they could win. It's just not likely.
Yeah. I will see. I mean, just a devastating loss yesterday. Probably Berhalter's job.
And
we'll see.
The problem is they need to win because Panama is going to beat Bolivia. Bolivia's really poor. So they're going to need a win, and probably need to win, if you think about it, rather impressively, because if Bolivia got smoked yesterday by Uruguay, let's say Panama goes in there, they're minus one goal differential right now. Let's say they beat Bolivia 4-0. The U.S. at only a one positive goal differential now needs to beat Uruguay by three.
So what did Panama lose to Uruguay by?
They lost by two goals. So right now Panama beat the U.S. yesterday, so they're at a minus one. So goal differential might play an issue here as well. So you could beat Uruguay, but if Panama goes in there and smokes Bolivia, you still might lose goal differential even if you beat Uruguay.
Yeah.
And oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that sucks. Jose Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, and Kyle Tucker moving on to phase two of the Major League Baseball All-Star process. Kyle Tucker, his numbers are still, he's got 19 homers and 40 RBI. I mean,
his numbers are great.
His numbers are fantastic. He's got an over 900 OP. He hasn't played in a month.
Kyle Tucker's an all-star, though.
He hasn't played in a month.
Guys have been hurt. You say he hasn't played in a month. How many games has he missed?
He's missed a bunch. I don't know what, let's see, they played 80 games.
No, but when officially did he go out?
I'll get that for you any second now.
Guys miss time all the time. He's an all-star. I just don't think he'll play. Based on the timing of everything, I just wonder how long it's still going to take for him to make it all the way back.
Kyle Tucker, 80 games they've played. He's played in 60 of them. He's missed 20 games.
But not due to this injury. He's missed time before, right? Has he missed 20 straight games?
He's missed it.
This
is going on a month now.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be, but I don't still,
well, I guess, I mean, look at the numbers. Ain't the NBA, so there's not a minimum number of games that you have to play.
No.
But, well, if he's okay, then play in the All-Star game. I guess if he wants to play in the All-Star game. Listen, being an All-Star and an All-Star starter, which is still a real possibility for him, he may not start. He may be a reserve. He probably gets picked to the team even if he doesn't get all the votes.
He should.
But as far as contract goes for him, another All-Star appearance, that absolutely means something. It means something to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he wants to be an All-Star again and have that on his resume for when he hits free agency, and he will hit free agency. There was a story out about
Crochet, Garrett Crochet, and whether or not the White Sox need to trade him. He's only got a year and a half left before he hits free agency.
I told you, I
now's
him up
the
because
time.
Of this.
Now's the time.
But you're asking why would they do that? They need players. Yeah. He's already out there as an option. And I tried to get him to Houston, but you guys didn't want him. So I guess he goes to somebody else now. Since we
why'd you break that?
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Since we don't want Garrett Crochet, I guess we'll give him to somebody else. I mean, he's only league leader in strikeouts, number two.
Well, I looked. The teams, surprisingly, that are in the hunt for Garrett Crochet.
Let me guess. Is it Yankees?
The Dodgers.
Dodgers.
The Braves. The Mets. Okay. All in the hunt for Garrett Crochet. Okay. So, guess what? Guess what? Baltimore. Baltimore's in the hunt. Oh, Cleveland, too. By the way, Cleveland is a really good team.
Yep. By the way, Kyle's missed 19 straight games.
19 straight.
Yeah, 19 straight.
Yeah. So,
and it'll get to minimum 25, minimum, probably more than that. I mean, you've got,
I don't know. He's in with the team this weekend in New York. So
they said, he's just hit off the tee.
I know. He's got,
don't you need to run around a little bit? Okay.
Well, not really.
28, 29, 30th. Why is he with the team? Well, maybe because he's on a road trip and may play in Toronto or Minnesota. Maybe Toronto. Were you shooting for Toronto? Is that what you're going to predict?
Well, they were talking about this weekend even.
Man, that'd be even better.
But he's got to be able to run around. He's got to be able to run. So we'll see. I would think after missing a month that you should maybe to get a rehab stint. But apparently not.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 straight games coming up. 10 in a row. You're from a pitching standpoint. You're a hot team. No doubt about that. I mean, look at the win streak. You're a very hot team right now. You're going to take on a little better Met team now. You're going to Toronto. You're going to Minnesota. But you do have a bunch of games. You got 10 straight games on the road. This is a pretty good challenge.
This is a big challenge.
Because you don't have a lot of arms, a lot of quality arms from a starting standpoint, but you need them all to play pitch well, and they have been pitching well. So can Hunter keep it up? Can Fromber keep it up? Can Ronel Blanco keep it up? Can Eric Geddy put together another game like that? And who else am I missing?
That's it. They don't have anybody.
No. There's got to be somebody else.
There's Blanco, Eric Geddy, Brown, and Fromber. That's it. That's all they got.
There's
got
to be somebody else.
Well, no. Dubin is going to have to. That's what the talk is, that Dubin's got to step in. They've lost Javier. They've lost Garcia. Did you see Lance McCullers' photo shoot?
I sent it to you. I'm the one that sent it. Somebody who really doesn't like seeing him at all. It's a female, by the way. Most females like seeing Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy. She gets so mad. She's a big Astros fan. When she sees him do this non-baseball stuff, she gets furious. And she said, "Are you effing kidding me?" And sent the photo shoot stuff and all that. And all I could think of was, I don't want to read the reply section because Astros fans, like,
no. I mean,
more than not, they get really mad.
Well, it's a photo shoot where he is in his restaurant or whatever it is.
He's in Maven, but he's dressed up, doing
different dress ups for photos.
It's for Houston Life or Houston.
Yeah, this is not a good time for that, I don't think.
I think Lance McCullers is a point right now where he has to keep trying to build his non baseball brand, because I do question how much longer he's going to keep going at it. You don't want to give up this money.
Oh, no, you can't.
You don't want to give up guaranteed money.
I was
money.
Thinking about that. You just go, listen, I can't pitch anymore. You guys keep your money. That ain't never happening. He's going to get all $85
million. Yeah, but you could get, well, he doesn't have that much left, but you could do a buyout maybe, something like that, but why would you do a buyout?
Why?
You actually don't.
No, you're screwed.
Got all his money.
No, you're screwed.
This is not basketball where you're playing again.
Worst money spent. Abreu or McCullers?
Well, I mean, McCullers.
Yeah.
Now that Abreu was terrible, and McCullers actually helped you during the World Series year, but he also came back for a very limited amount of
games. He helped you by giving up, eight home runs in the World Series.
No, I know he had a bad game, but he had a good season.
Yeah.
Go look at his numbers. You're making a joke, but he was pretty good.
It was okay.
We looked at his numbers. Yeah. No, he was good. Lance is good. The last seven, he pitched seven games in a regular season. You know, he had a bad game. So did Justin Verlander. He came back and had a good game after that. Lance has been a good Astro, but the contract's 5-year contract at $85 million. He doesn't play. I mean, Abreu, play or not play, was bad for the team, but it wasn't. It was a 3-year deal.
Is it important for one of your pitchers to pitch?
Yeah, I mean, I like it.
Kind of a big deal.
I like it when they pitch.
Kind of a big deal.
I like it when pitchers pitch.
What about if they have other interests? Isn't that great?
I always feel like your other interests right now, we're at a point where people, yes, you should be able to have
don't
other interests.
Don't you want your heroes to have fulfilling lives outside of baseball?
And he, I don't care.
No.
Why should I care?
Just shut up and pitch is what you want?
That's no, but it's not my life.
About once in a while pitch.
Too many
not
people.
Not shut up and pitch.
No. I'm saying you shouldn't care. Like, you shouldn't not want him to, and you shouldn't want to, like, what different? I want him to be happy.
I root for him to be happy. And if he's happy,
he's
in
not
photo
an
shoots,
ex. You sound like he's an ex-girlfriend. I just want you to be happy.
No,
Lance.
I would never root for an ex-girlfriend to be happy. I root for him to be happy. I root for him to have a fulfilling life outside of baseball.
I wish him no ill will. I don't wish.
But I root for him. You're
I'm
better than you.
No,
I root
I'm not
for him.
Rooting for. Man, I hope Lance has a great life. I'm more worried about my life.
No,
yeah.
You're not a good person.
Why does everyone care about the bag every player gets? And I just want this guy to have a great
life.
Well,
you're not a good person.
Trust me, they have way better lives than you. Your life is crap.
Well,
their life
what
is
about
great.
What about all the social media people yelling at him and stuff? That can't be great for him. I'm hoping people are
mute.
Be very nice
get
to Lance.
Off of it. Get off of it.
Support him because of all those curveballs he threw to strike out those Yankees. Remember the great moment he provided for you? He should be
35-2. He's got 35-4 coming.
He should be a saint in the city going forward. You guys should not be criticizing
no,
him.
No, this is you're playing a role now. Doing a character.
I think considering what the joy he provided for you for that one postseason.
Yeah, we'll always
respect him.
I don't like the fact that he gets so much crap from fans, but that's
support
just
him
because he's done a lot for the team. However, I understand it. I personally, I'm kind of with him, but it's just. But I'm at least I recognize this is just me being like it should be okay for him to do little stuff with his coffee shop. It should be, but it's just when you're not ever pitching, it just rubs.
Can
people
you resend
the wrong way.
Me that post so I can get into those comments and critique these people criticizing Lance? I need
no.
Can you resend that?
When's
to me?
The last time he pitched?
It doesn't matter.
November of 2022. It may have been actually
October. When's the last time he smiled, though?
In this photo shoot?
Who, Lance?
Yeah.
He smiles all the
smiles
time.
All the time.
If you had $85 million, you'd
no,
smile all the time,
No, he's got a way better
too.
Life than
this
any of us.
This is what I'm saying.
You know what? He can take the ugly Instagram comments when you're making $17.7 a year.
I just simply think people should respect the man's outside interest. And know
he's doing
his
character.
And know he's trying as hard as he can to get back. Despite, you know, you guys see him never working out. You see him.
He's giving back to the coffee community.
And don't we all love coffee?
The coffee community.
No, it's not free rank coffee.
I said coffee.
Bleep that Lance McCullers coffee.
Guys,
don't care about Maven coffee.
That man gave up his arm for your World Series.
He gave up his
You're
arm for my life.
Christ-like figure?
No, you said that. I'm just saying he's a
the
saint.
The last rehab stuff I got off of Lance McCullers that I can find here. From a news standpoint, well, no. 6 days ago, on Saturday, injured Houston Lance McCullers will take next step from his flexor tendon surgery in his pitching arm. And let's see, what will that be? Per The Athletic, the 30-year-old right-hander will throw 25 warm-up pitches, sit down for a period of time, and then resume throwing. It's called an up-down because it's meant to simulate pitching 2 innings worth of baseball.
Wow.
See, he's working hard.
Yeah, he's working. In between photo shoots.
Well, you got to rest the arm.
Okay.
You can't be working out all
you
the
might
time.
As well, might as well have a photo shoot in between. You know what you need? You know, I don't know how he's getting back and forth, but I wish he would buy a Chastain Ford to get there. I'm going to tell you this. You don't have to have $85 million to go to Chastain Ford. All you have to do is have whatever you have, and they'll fit the car to you. You know what? You're not getting a Lamborghini if you don't have much money. It's just that's just not happening. So let Chastain Ford and everybody here in the city of Houston, we have to have a car, right? Because it's so spread out. Everything is so spread out. And that's why traffic is so bad and everything else. We don't have any transit system. So you got to have a car. You beginners, you youngsters, they've got the perfect car for your kid, okay? Safety, it matters, and the cost obviously matters to you. So you want that starter car? They've got that at Chastain Ford. You want something a little bit more? You want to get that, you need an SUV? They've got the Explorers and the Expeditions, and they're beautiful and they're wonderful. I had an Expedition. I loved mine. You want an F-150. It's the perfect place to go. Guys, we get trucks on here, okay? And here's what we do. And I don't know that they still have the 2023s on the lot, but if they do, grab one, because it's ridiculous how low they are right now, because they got to get them off the lot. But the 2024s are great, too. You're going to get a great deal. You're going to get all the rebates you could possibly get. You're going to get the best possible deal that you can get on a Ford car or truck with no add-ons, no markups. You'll be part of the Chastain family and love it. All you need to do is get to ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. All right, this is 33rd team put this together. Best team at every position. Best team at every position. Quarterback, Kansas City Chiefs. They got the best quarterback, right? Running back, San Francisco 49ers. Best team at wide receiver. That's right. You're Houston Texans.
I just dabbed. That gave John his answer.
Yeah.
We can speak. Some people speak through emojis. I speak through dabs.
So.
Wow. From like 31st last year to first.
Yeah.
In 1 year. Same players other than Stephon Diggs. That's a pretty big upgrade.
Yeah. It's probably the closest call of any position. Wide receiver groups, including Chicago, Miami, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Minnesota. Based on how I expect them to perform, I'll opt for the loaded Houston Texans. They traded for blah, 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 and Nico.
Yeah, there's some good.
They got
there's some good Tank, wide receiving core.
Tank Dell, Robert Woods, Mechie. Is Mechie going to have an impact at all this year?
Mechie was a pick. Mechie wasn't Slowick and D'Amico's pick, but Mechie was Nick's pick. Mechie's a pro. Mechie's solid, but Mechie's not a creator. He's not really a... I think he will make the team, yeah.
I think he's going to have some catches this year.
I think he'll be fifth wide receiver.
You know, he just came back last year. Well, were we expecting too much of a guy who missed an entire year and, you know, dealing with cancer? I mean, did we expect too much of him?
I didn't. I don't know that it was that we talked about. Yeah, you know, no, I don't think so. I don't think we expected anything because... Yeah, I don't remember anybody. Do you remember anybody talking about Mechie as a starter ahead of Tank?
No.
Or as a big performer? I don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that, but I do remember thinking, well, he's not, is he a pro? Is he going to make it? Is he going to make the team?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's the opposite. I don't think too much was expected of him.
Well, did we expect him? Yeah, okay. What I mean is, were you disappointed in him last year?
No.
Do you think he's a pro?
I thought he was kind of an average third wide receiver in the league, potentially. And now he's coming off of the cancer stuff. So I really didn't expect much from him. And honestly, Tank Dell plays his... there is no pathway for success for him for the Texans. It's covered up. There is no pathway. He's got 2 years left on his deal, this year and next year. There's no way he gets a second contract. I don't see him being.
I think he gets a second contract somewhere. Maybe well, just somewhere. Not here. Yeah,
somewhere. But I also don't think he's a great separator. And he's got good size. He knows how to run routes pretty well. I think best case scenario, you're looking at. I think he's like a fifth receiver on a team somewhere. Good guy you want to have on your team, but I don't know. I just don't think it's going to be a major factor. See, this is bullcrap. Why does Ryan Clark, I have to wear suits on the air, but Ryan Clark gets to just wear a hockey jersey. I mean, I should be able to wear just hoodies.
It's a sweater.
And hockey. No, he's wearing a hockey jersey.
That's called a sweater.
That's yeah, what learn call? The terminology. Yeah. It's a hockey sweater.
Yeah,
the hockey jerseys are hockey sweaters.
Yeah, learn the game.
Yeah,
that's what they call them.
Yes,
that's what they call them.
How many times do we have to say yes?
But they're not sweaters. They're not made of that material. Yeah,
learn the game.
It started in Canada. That's okay. True.
Is it a field or is it a pitch in soccer?
Yeah,
match know or the game.
Is it a match or a game in soccer?
Yes. Is it 0-0 or is it 0-0?
I've always thought about. I want to start very without even saying anything. Okay, so I'm telling you guys, everyone who's listening to you two, from now on. Early in the people who only listen at 7 o'clock, don't even respond to it, react. I'm going to start. Let's start calling the when the Astros. You know, the problem with the Astros throughout the match was, let's just say match
and let's
for
say
baseball, and let's see how people start reacting.
Well, and the ball took a wild hop off the pitch.
But don't act like it's unusual. No, right. Let's just start using that terminology.
The Astros won 3-0.
Let's see how people respond, and let's act like it's totally what?
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Here's a story.
We'll start on Monday.
Toro Times. Where do you think Pro Football Focus has Juice Scruggs ranked as a center? Pro Football Focus.
He hasn't. Did he get any snaps at center last year?
He was a guard for.
Okay, so they're ranking him. They're going to have him low. They'll have him like 26.
24th.
Okay.
Toro Times makes the argument that's way too high.
Way too high, meaning he should be worse?
31st or 32nd.
Oh, that's fine.
32nd at best.
That's Toro Times' fan site.
Yeah.
Oh, I give him credit for trying to keep it real. Yeah. That's fine. I said 26th. I mean, I think what they're going to find out is this dude can move people around. He's going to be pretty good.
He wasn't great at guard. But isn't the thought that is he going to be a better center than he is a guard?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's why they got him. But he is also a rookie who missed all of camp. Remember, he missed a lot of time.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't have all that run up and all that lead up.
Yeah. He's got a whole offseason now where hopefully he's healthy, right? Is it better to have Juice Scruggs at guard and Jared Patterson at center, or is it better to have Juice at center and Kendrick Green at guard?
Juice and Kendrick. I mean, Kendrick is a center, too. They have center guard flexibility. Kendrick is actually a better, like, he can get to really tough. Kendrick Green is an excellent athlete. He can get to unbelievably difficult. Look, my problem with Juice coming out with the Texans is he's not a great zone scheme fit to get to certain angles. He's not great at that. But he's got a better chance as a center than as a guard. And most importantly, I think that he has a chance to create movement hat on hat in a running game. Kendrick Green, to me, he's a little undersized. He's a great athlete, but he's not the strongest guy. So I'm not sure what the best amalgamation. I think unfortunately figuring out
what if it's
guard
Kenyon Green.
Yeah, well that would be the best case scenario because he's big and strong.
Yeah,
the best case scenario.
If he's not like he was his rookie year.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm assuming if he's playing, he's played pretty well. That he's won the job with good play.
Is he going to win the job because he was the 13th overall pick?
I don't think so because. He's not D'Amico's pick. Nick can't keep this roster. He can't keep him on the roster. D'Amico, if he doesn't think he's a player, he ain't playing. If D'Amico doesn't like him, and D'Amico had good things to say about him, he made a comment about how he was in really good shape, came back in much better shape, made the changes he needed to make. So that's a positive to me. That's a good start. Now he's got to show he can, play ball. But getting in shape, coming in shape was going to be half the battle for him, and apparently he did, and D'Amico was happy with it. But that was not D'Amico's pick. That was the old regime's pick. Same GM is there, but D'Amico and Slowick are not playing a guy just because you drafted him high. If he can't play, he can't play. So, and that guy is not, it's not like Stingley who just had injury issues. Kenyon had an injury you missed all last year, and he had bad tape the year before. So this is 2 years. He's 0-2. He's 0-2, man. He's got to get off to a great start. And I hope he can because I thought he was good in college. I thought he was a good player. I still have some hope for Kenyon Green, but it started with body type and getting in shape. And now the next thing is going to be his confidence and technique. He's got to play with better technique, got to play with better hands. There's stuff that an offensive line coach can get him to do, but then when the bullets start flying in game, he's got to be able to get back to the technique and do things the right way. Offensive line play, half the battle is mental, and the other half of the battle is your physical along with your technique. And if his technique is bad, he's going to get his ass kicked.
So,
and he's not a great pass protector. So That's something you may never be happy with, John. And really, frankly, the Texans either, is because I think he's always going to have
issues. That's the most important thing, because the last thing, the only thing that this team needs to do for sure, then he can't be on the field, because the only thing that this team needs to do is make sure that C.J. Stroud is upright, to make sure that C.J. Stroud is not destroyed this year, right? So if Kenyon Green can't pass block, then Kenyon Green can't be on the field. 33rd team had the Lions as the best offensive line, and so did Warren Sharp. I trust Warren Sharp. He does a lot of work on this stuff. He had the Falcons second, Browns offensive line. Where do you think he had the Texans offensive line?
They didn't play together much last year. I'm going to say like 17.
14. Typical Texans right in the middle of every,
It's pretty typical.
They're right in the middle of, well,
except our great receivers.
Yeah, great receivers, our great quarterback, our great now defensive ends, our great cornerback. We're moving on up. We are moving on up. 14th. And I'm okay with the offensive line being 14th. I am actually okay. But like we said, Kenyon Green, if you can't pass block, beat it. Do not put him on the field because he's the 13th overall pick.
No, don't do that. Meritocracy, we're trying to win championships.
That's all we do here.
We're not just playing.
That's all we do.
We're not playing guys where they were drafted. We're winning championships.
But what if Kenyon Green's like
you? Title town, baby.
What if Kenyon Green's like you and says, I deserve to play? Because you always say you deserve stuff. So what if Kenyon Green? Well, wait a minute.
I've earned it over years.
I've earned this chance to play.
I've played through injuries.
Well, he.
Does he?
No.
Has he played years?
Is he old like Lance?
No, he's not.
No?
Has he claimed to catch three balls
for 27 yards?
I'm sorry, was he named Sports Talk Host of the Year by the Houston Press?
How long
by
ago?
Many people?
Or the guard, how the long guard of the year by Houston
by
Press?
By many
no.
people?
How long ago did you win that?
It was when they were, you know, when they were a major factor in the city.
So how long ago?
Like 14-ish.
14 years ago you got that award.
Like a decade ago, 2014.
Oh, 2014.
Yeah.
Would you be considered?
Which in dog years is like a year and a half. No big deal.
That would be 2 years if it's 14.
934. Let's talk about
Wait, 2014 they gave you that?
Yeah.
I need a recount.
I think many people gave him that.
A recount is needed.
Right.
No. You're saying stop the steal?
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. Do I need to get a group of my favorites and rush that office?
There's probably nobody there. Are they still? I mean, I think they do digital stuff probably from home.
Who?
Houston Press.
I don't. I think Sean named himself the sportscaster of the year.
Sean wasn't allowed in this thing. It wasn't his choice.
Yeah.
Sean writes articles. He wasn't allowed.
Oh, he wasn't allowed in it? No.
You and I won Show of the Year.
Yeah, we won Show of the Year.
Entertainers of the Year.
Yeah. Did you win Show of the Year? No.
Wasn't I working on that show?
You were?
We don't know. Could have been real.
Well, you don't know.
It could have been real. Probably was, actually.
It might have been. Could have been Nooney.
No, not 2014.
Nooney?
2014.
No. We won it years before that. Oh. Me and John won multiple Houston Press.
Yes.
This is back when it was extraordinarily
prestigious.
Yeah,
you guys are like the Bill Russell Celtics competition. Yeah.
We were 11 in a row.
Dominating that.
We dominated.
All those plumbers.
By the way, speaking of that, did you see the video scan of every player drafted in the first round of the NBA draft?
Gosh.
It is...
It's
not great.
Looks like a bunch of high school. It looks like a prom. It looks like an Episcopal prom.
It looks like a prom, and it doesn't look like. It looks soft. I just got to be honest with you.
What about the guy who said, I really do believe I could beat up a lot of these guys in this draft.
And it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the finesse, literally the finesse of the basketball players, and Jordan played against hitmen.
Yeah, right.
You're playing against literally TikTok dancers.
It really is. You're talking about Underdog.
Yeah, and I'm talking about Underdog. Chance for you to, hey, listen, Underdog, your big fantasy football season is coming up. Why don't you go in there and get in a season-long fantasy football with Underdog Fantasy? They actually have that available for you right now, so you want to take advantage of that and, you know, have a lot of fun. Get a draft under your belt and see how it goes from there. I think you're going to really enjoy the process on their season-long fantasy football. It's something that I've done for years, and I love that. But I also want to make sure that you know that with Underdog Fantasy, you've got a chance to play Major League Baseball Pick'em. And all these baseball games we have, including the Astros tonight, you can pick between 2 and 8 of your favorite baseball players They're taking it up to 8 and select higher or lower on the stats. And if all of your picks are correct, you can win up to 325 times your money in a single night. Can you imagine? 325 times. $10 can turn into $3,250. Yes, it's possible with Underdog Fantasy. It's an easy app to use. Download the app. Use promo code Lance. And Underdog Fantasy or Underdog Fantasy is going to give you a mystery pick. And whenever you make your first deposit, and you get a chance to, the mystery pick is basically an easy winner for you to get started in the right direction on the Pick'em Challenge. So make sure you do this 325 times your original play. The app is a lot of fun to use, and it's great to play along with the games you're watching anyway. Must be 18 or older in present state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
All right, Del, what do we miss today? We hit on the big win for Joe Biden yesterday. We hit on the loss of USMNT. We hit on...
We talked about the Rockets trade.
Rockets trade, AJ Griffin.
Former mid-round...
I just don't know how you fit this. How are you going to squeeze another guy in here? Yeah. Is there another move?
Could be.
Well, if they want to consolidate and use a couple of those young pieces to acquire someone who they think is an upgrade, they could do it. The question is, are they willing to?
Well, yeah, are these some of these pieces now that they've accumulated... Is this going towards a big-name player?
This is a conversation Mopey and Mapes has quite a bit because the Rockets fans like to call the team now a core seven because they've acquired Reed Sheppard. No roster has seven core players on it. You have three, maybe four, and the rest are interchangeable. They can be doled out depending on what you need to use to improve. I think the Rockets don't have to make these choices now. Because they're all young and the contracts aren't coming up except for Şengün and Green, and even that can wait a year. But you're not going to pay all the guys you really like a lot. So at some point, you probably need to decide who is indispensable and who can you package to make a marked improvement on your roster.
Odds that Sheppard is a Rocket will ever play for the Rockets.
Oh, you think. Well...
I think there's a good 20% chance that he won't ever play.
The thing is
that he'll be part of a trade.
You have to wait.
Yeah, Cam Whitmore. What are the odds, dude? Don't be surprised if they have to give up some good young talent for a big name.
Wait. You're saying odds that Reed Sheppard doesn't play as a Rocket at all?
He only gave it 20%.
Only 20%.
Even that,
that's 4-1.
I don't even see that.
It depends on who shakes loose. What stars?
Yeah, because Klingon was the one that supposedly had value.
Klingon had the value because then you could give up Alpi.
Yeah.
And that was only a Brian Windhorst. He made this crap up.
I'm not talking about that. Multiple teams, supposedly Memphis, guys who weren't going to get Alpi, Memphis and Oklahoma City both wanted to get their hands on Klingon.
Well, I'm sure other people like Reed Sheppard.
Reed Sheppard is a great shooter, but he's also 6'2", 185 pounds.
Some people think... Now, a lot of places him as the best player in this draft.
That's why you don't trade him.
Well,
depends.
He's not going to get traded. Well, I'd say 0%.
Cam
Whitmore is much better odds that Cam Whitmore gets dealt than Reed Sheppard. Reed is a special shooter. You don't trade guys with unique talent.
If a superstar became available and the other team said, we want Reed, the Rockets would trade Reed Sheppard.
Absolutely.
It depends on who you're talking about. Which superstar?
Of course. That's why you only gave it 20%.
But I can come up with a bunch of them and you'd say no.
We can't possibly get rid of Reed Sheppard.
But I think there's a less than 20% chance that...
All right, I'll put 15 on it. Cam Whitmore's higher. Jalen Green, if you want to know the truth.
But you said never plays for the Rockets. I put it at 0. Well, it would have to be done before the season starts.
That's right. Yeah.
It could happen.
I don't think it'll happen.
I think something is going to happen.
You
before
do think
the
so?
Yes. Yes. I mean, the Rockets are... There was a lot of smoke around them getting a name here. You don't think that's just all dead now? Why?
Well, I mean, there was also discussions that the Rockets weren't in a rush, that they think their team is really good right now, too.
No, they think that they don't have a star. They don't have an A player. That was the story. It's the exact opposite.
But I think you're more likely to see I think you're less likely to see it after a draft than before a draft. And I think
that's
now
you, this is after the draft.
But I think now you're – no, I think you're less likely to see it after a draft
oh.
than before. Now I think you're going to – I'm not saying they could absolutely do it, but I think it'd be by trade deadline. I don't think – I think Reed Sheppard 100% plays a game as a Rocket. And I don't think they'll move him. I think they'll move somebody else in his – I think they see him as a – especially if he can play the one – and you think about Mark Price, who was a shooter. I mean, he could score. Like, Mark Price was so good.
Yeah.
And Mark Price is a really good player. If Reed Sheppard, I don't know, he's a white guy or whatever, but if we can, I'm just trying to think of a good comparison because it's just so rare to see somebody who shoots as well as he does, but is also a smaller two guard who's an explosive leaper. But if you could have him replace Fred VanVleet seamlessly, oh my gosh.
Oh no. Listen, I do not advocate trading Reed Sheppard. What I'm saying is I don't believe this is all over. I think that there is something else in the works for this team that they don't sit on their laurels. This is a team, and I think this next phase is going to be now we got to get some stars in.
Yeah,
here.
I think the Giants.
And To your point, John,
if the right star comes about, and sure, you're giving a low percentage, and rightfully so, because Reed Sheppard likely is going to play for the Rockets. But if the right star shakes loose, Reed Sheppard won't be the difference between the deal happening or not.
No,
I don't think so. But it has to, like, I think we're just throwing that out there as a
no.
If the right superstar. I did a deep dive the other day, and I'm like, man, it's going to be way harder to trade for a superstar.
Right at this point, you never know who during the summer
is available.
Tells their team, "I want out."
Yes,
these happen. At this point last year, no one thought Dame was going anywhere, and then he let everyone know, "I want out of here." The most loyal superstar said, "I got to get out of here," and of course, it took all summer for it to happen. You never know.
That superstar might be Kevin Durant. We ain't doing this no more. Might be Paul George. We ain't doing this no more. I can't do this anymore. So you never know when that's going to pop up. And I really don't believe, with all the smoke that was going on, that there isn't another move in the works here for your Houston Rockets. Time to talk. When we come back, news of the weird coming your way. And there's some weird stuff going on, people. I want to talk right now about Aqueduct Plumbing. I want to talk about Billy Brown. As a matter of fact, I sent him something yesterday. As a matter of fact, they needed a specialist to do some. I don't even know. It's so complicated. But Billy Brown said, "Absolutely, I gave him the guy's number, and he's going to call him." And yeah, I got that guy for him. And I'm like, but that's the expertise that you have at Aqueduct Plumbing. I mean, this ain't just a bunch of schmoes coming to your home. These guys know what they're doing. The training and the expertise and the professionalism at Aqueduct Plumbing, I'm telling you right here and right now that you have to have this phone number. Make sure, because at any time, you could need a plumber, and then when you need him, you got to have him now. And they got 24-hour service available to you. 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. You will love what Aqueduct Plumbing does. I love what they've done for me, and I've heard nothing from everybody who's dealt with Aqueduct Plumbing. They're the best. 281-488-6238.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
New survey says out of 2,000 adults, half of whom are in a relationship, they discovered that 69% of Americans say the simple act of seeing their partner clean is a turn-on. Do you guys get turned on by seeing your significant other clean?
Not specifically the cleaning.
Scrub the toilets?
Not because she's doing that.
Right.
What? What?
Like if she was wearing something?
No. Yeah. Actually, cleaning the house is the turn on.
Is that turn on? No. If men do it, it's a turn on.
Well, yeah. No, I guess women. Half of the people here were women.
The fastest way you can curry favor is do things that you always get in trouble for not doing, like dishes or laundry or put stuff up outside.
The survey found that 67% believe a clean, fresh-smelling home would make them more likely to get fresh with a partner.
Oh.
When the house is clean, do you like to get after it?
Wait. You're saying from a man's perspective. I think it's almost stronger from a woman's perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's 100% accurate. I lived that life.
Another survey says 85% of people work with annoying colleagues. Do you work with anyone who's annoying?
I do. Yep.
Several.
Yep.
Everyone here is annoying.
That poll is correct.
I mean, not everyone.
Everyone.
Michael Carroll's not annoying.
No, no, Michael Carroll's not annoying. No, you're absolutely right about that. Michael Carroll is a great guy, great person.
Definitely.
A man is facing prison. He is the stepson of a man who killed his stepfather by giving him an atomic wedgie.
Did you see the story? His mom, so they were going to break up. The stepdad and the mom were going to break up, and they were having a fight, and his son came behind him, pulled his pants, his underwear up over his head.
And put it around his neck, and it choked him out.
Oh, is that how he died?
Yeah, he put it over his face, and the band was on his neck and choked him.
Oh, it wasn't from the bottom part?
No, it was from the top
part. From ripping up the internal organs?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, did you ever get an atomic wedgie that killed you?
No, obviously not.
No.
Okay. Have I ever had a wedgie? I think wedgies one time, are. When, I didn't do wedgie stuff.
No, that, wedgies to me, that sucked. Was not. Wedgies suck.
Yeah, I just.
You're a bad person if you give people wedgies.
Yeah.
Just so you know, everybody out there.
I got pantsed one time.
You got pantsed?
Yeah, HQ did it.
What did he do? They pulled your pants down?
Yeah, they pull your pants down real fast.
Yeah.
It's not nice. It could be considered sexual assault.
Did you see that the Supreme Court just legalized bribery?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, the Supreme Court just got out a key federal bribery statute, handing down a ruling on Wednesday in an obscure corruption case that allows powerful interests to give gifts to politicians as rewards for favors.
That's part of what's wrong with our government is that they can be, you know, bought.
Yes. You can now. You can get favors from a politician.
Well, that's just not surprising me.
Give him
Supreme Court, who, by the way, gets favors from people and they're not supposed to. That's like asking you, you know, John, should you be able to get favors from people in exchange for you saying nice things about them?
Yes,
like pizzas and whatnot.
Yes, I should get pizzas from the Houston.
You like this
from our Houston teams? Yes. Meet the man, in the first in Canadian history to be in an election and get zero votes. Zero. He got zero votes. You would think that he would get at least one.
Family or friends.
Or himself.
That shows how unlike he is, how despicable this guy is.
Well, you would think that you, if you were in an election, that you would vote for yourself.
You know what the new word is that's making its round on social media now? The new takeover word?
What is it?
Diabolical. Oh. And it's a really good word, but now it's just being used all over, so now I don't like it anymore.
That's like a cartoon character. You're talking about.
You would probably say something like, he must be diabolical.
Oh, okay. That's a new word that the kids use?
Oh, no. You'll notice this on tons of posts now. Diabolical.
Apparently in South...
A crossover move in basketball. Somebody throwing somebody out from outfield. arm is diabolical.
Oh, stop.
Yep.
You're trying too hard. Apparently in South Korea, they have the first robot who has committed suicide. City Council in South Korea said their first administrative officer robot was defunct after throwing itself down some stairs. The robot was found unresponsive after having fallen down a 2-millimeter staircase last week. Do you think the robot killed itself because it was just sick of doing all your crap?
I don't think so. It went for a long, we do have people quiet quit all the time, though.
Yeah.
I've got a news of the weird story involving Jalen Green.
Uh-oh.
Although he is name checked, but he has
it's
little to do
Jaylen
with it.
It's not Jalen Green. Yes. It involves a house.
Yes, Drea.
I don't like this.
The mother of his newly born child is suing her ex-boyfriend, Jets quarterback Tyrod Taylor, because he allegedly promised her she could buy the house he paid for that she's currently living in. But once he saw she had a baby with Jalen Green, he kicked her out.
Huh. He told her?
You could buy this house and that she's already staying in. But then he saw, oh, you with him? You're going to have a baby with him? Beat it. Get out my house.
Well, I can't blame him, can you? I mean, honestly.
Well, they're already exes. So why would her personal relationship after their exes matter?
Well, but
was she not supposed to go on and live her life?
No, but that, well, is it petty? Like, it's a house.
But he was going to sell it to her anyway. But now that he saw that she moved on and had a child.
Just raise the price.
She had to go. Get out of my house.
Just raise the price. Well, she's not going to win that one.
Maybe he didn't like Jalen Green and the stuff that Jalen Green used to do.
With Christopher? With Josh Christopher? You think he? That's the
I don't,
the,
you don't know.
The inflection point of this whole thing?
You don't know.
Oh, man, I saw that. You know, some guys get upset when you leave. Not that you're doing, not that you're with someone else, but that the person you're with, they find corny. You're like, wait, you're making me look bad because you're with him. Some guys get upset by that. Like, I was with you, and now you follow up with him?
Yeah.
With that guy? Some guys get petty about that stuff.
Yeah, and maybe Tyrod Taylor said, hey, he needs to go back to Josh Christopher.
Oh, no. This is how you're going to end the week. He was never with Josh Christopher. It's just...
You don't know.
It's young boys having a good time in a dorm room.
Hey, do you think your friend Tillman is going to like you saying you don't know about him and Josh Christopher's relationship? I'm going to predict no.
Did you see the video?
I saw both videos.
Yeah.
All I care about is the video of him getting to the paint and finishing.
Well, you mean that month of March?
Yeah, but it was a hell of a month.
Yeah. One month.
One month.
Unbelievable month.
One month.
And he had like, it wasn't like that.
He did have a
too.
Good month. Now you got to give him
to
him.
No, you got to give it to him. That month was...
Unfortunately, the basketball season lasts longer than that.
Well, but he still had a month.
A great one.
He had more than we've had. He had a month.
No, you guys have years of success.
Oh, yeah, we did. Remember? We actually did have
years.
You
just told me that.
Yeah. They're over now, though.
I've been telling people that for years.
Time to go.
Wash Kings.
Mopey and Mapes next right here on ESPN.
Your nickname for me is Mopey. I call you two Wash Kings.
Wash Kings. Next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.